From the KTO newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. Correctional officers are worried about bringing COVID-19 home to their families. Last week, the union that represents correctional officers in Alaska reached out to the Department of Corrections asking for help securing temporary housing for officers. Randy McClellan is the president of the union. He works at Highland Mountain Correctional Center in Eagle River. He says social distancing is just not possible in correctional settings.
It's not going to take long once it gets into one of these facilities to spread like wildfire, just the nature of the community inside the walls.
As of last week, 7 staff members had tested positive for COVID-19 at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. 5 inmates have been tested so far. None had the virus. The union also reached out to community partners in search of temporary housing. McClellan says the Juneau School District offered space in a middle school. A school district spokesperson says it was considering allowing officers to use Zontiki Hiti Middle School's locker room and gym for temporary housing. All Juneau schools have been closed since March. But McClellan says when the union informed DOC about the plan, they were told that the state had already found temporary housing. As of today, he says the union has not been told where or when it will be ready. Corrections spokesperson Sarah Gallagher did not provide details about the housing when asked today. She wrote in an email that when it's available to have any staff who have tested positive for COVID-19 who have been identified as a close contact of someone who has, but no one has taken advantage of it yet. McClellan is frustrated with the slow response to something that he says should have been addressed weeks ago.
They're scared to death to take it home. We've had several officers stay at hotels waiting for test results already outside of Juneau.
He says officers will continue reporting to work and taking whatever precautions they can to stay safe. And a no-sail order barring cruises on large ships is in effect until late July. But smaller vessels are exempt. And as KSTK's June Leffler reports, these smaller boutique cruise lines are still taking bookings for Southeast Alaska.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exempted vessels carrying less than 250 passengers and crew from the general no-sail order that's keeping the big players like Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian from bringing its ships to Alaska. The southeast town of Wrangell only gets a sliver of Alaska's total cruise ship passengers. So the cancellations from the big three cruise lines isn't as big of a deal for the town of 2,500. Wrangell's Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says the first small ships are tentatively scheduled for early June.
And again, a lot of it's going to be dependent on what happens statewide, what happens regionally, what happens. You know, I mean, there's so many decisions still being made.
American Cruise Lines, Alaska Dream Cruise Lines, UnCruise, and other small ships continue to market sailings for Southeast Alaska, calling in Juneau, Sitka, and Haines. UnCruise markets itself as an alternative to the mass tourism cruise experience. Liz Galloway is a spokeswoman for the Seattle-based company. She says crews plan to take extra precautions, extra onboard cleaning, and screening crew and passengers for symptoms before they sail.
And as you know, our groups are pretty small. So we have 22 to 86 passengers in total. So we don't have to deal with as much as maybe a mega ship would.
Galloway says the safety of port communities is as much a priority as that of passengers and crew. But not much is set in stone. Operations for the cruise line are still hammering out protocol. The city of Wrangell says it hasn't received COVID-19 protocol plans. Wrangell City Manager Lisa Von Bargen is skeptical that even smaller cruise ships could operate under the current statewide mandate requiring out-of-state arrivals to quarantine for 14 days before mixing in a community.
And what the likelihood of that is, of passengers to be willing to do that, my guess is that is unlikely.
Galloway says UnCruise would comply with state health mandates. That means postponing sailings or requiring quarantine of its passengers ahead of sailings. Von Bargen notes that even if travel restrictions were lifted, state and local social distancing mandates are still in place that ban gatherings of 10 or more people.
And that's certainly not something that is done even on small ships.
The Petersburg Borough took some of its own steps to limit cruise ships coming to the town of less than 3,000 people. The city passed a measure saying all ships able to carry 25 or more people must receive approval from local officials. But this declaration expires at the end of May, right when small ships are offering bookings. It remains to be seen whether there is a small cruise season It will depend on market conditions, if enough people book berths, and also whether state officials allow it. Governor Mike Dunleavy has said he wants to reopen parts of the economy. It's not yet clear whether that would include the tourism sector. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.
And in other news, Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan is defending Alaska Native corporations benefiting from the $2.2 trillion CARES Act. The for-profit corporations created under ANCSA are eligible for a share of the $8 billion in funding set aside for Native American tribes. And that's led to some heated rhetoric in the lower 48 and on Capitol Hill. KOTZ's Wesley Early has more on that story.
During a live call-in to KOTZ, Senator Sullivan described opening the CARES Act up to Native corporations as a win for Alaska.
And we were glad to get that in there because it would mean more resources to Alaska, not just for Alaska tribes, but our regional and village corporations. We thought that was very important. And we thought it was, to be perfectly honest, Wesley, we thought it was non-controversial.
But the move has proven controversial, especially among tribal governments both here in Alaska and in the lower 48. Some say they're upset that for-profit Alaska Native corporations, which are structured much differently than sovereign tribal governments, will also be entitled to that funding. So far, three Alaska tribes have even joined a lawsuit against the Treasury Department to block the funding. It states that the companies, quote, which conduct business worldwide through dozens of subsidiaries, are not tribal governments. Sullivan said he isn't familiar with the brewing legal fight, but he says that because Native corporations provide socially and economically for their shareholders, they're entitled to the funding.
The tribal governments have sovereignty, and we certainly respect that and want to help all of our tribes. But the Alaska Native corporations also have a very important and unique role, and in many ways are delivering help to all parts of our state on behalf of Alaska Native peoples.
In an op-ed to Indian Country Today, several executives from regional Native corporations echoed Sullivan's sentiment, stating, quote, the CARES Act is unambiguous. Alaska Native villages, Alaska Native regional corporations, and Alaska Native village corporations are tribes under the law. Sullivan also accused lower 48 tribes, which have business interests of their own, of hypocrisy.
It's a little bit, I would say, rich to have some of these lower 48 tribes that have huge billion-dollar casino operations that are clearly for-profit somehow attacking Alaska Native regional and village corporations. It's a little ironic. Nobody's talking about that.
Though while money could go to tribes that operate casinos, it would not go directly to the businesses, unlike how the CARES Act has positioned for-profit Native corporations to receive stimulus funds. Opposing tribes also have taken aim at Tara Sweeney, the Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs with the Interior Department. Several tribes have accused Sweeney, who is a former executive and current shareholder with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, of putting Alaska Native corporations ahead of other tribes. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, a Democrat, joined in criticism of Sweeney, stating in a tweet that by giving money to ANCs, Sweeney seeks to profit. Sullivan took offense to Schumer's sentiments. He says Schumer and other critics are ill-informed.
Some of the people attacking Tara hadn't even read the law, because if you read the CARES Act, it's 110% clear that some of these funds will go to Alaska tribes and our village and regional corporation shareholders. Again, not to enrich anybody, but to help them deal with the negative impacts of this pandemic.
Sullivan says the money set aside for tribes is set to complete disbursement by April 26th. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
And Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration announced plans to begin the limited reopening of restaurants, retail stores, and other businesses that were shut down amid coronavirus concerns. Starting Friday, restaurants, retail outlets, hair and nail salons, and businesses that fell under the category of non-essential will be allowed to reopen with limited services. The state's health commissioner says bars, theaters, bowling alleys, and bingo halls will not be allowed to reopen just yet. Under the plan, restaurants which have been allowed to do takeout and deliveries will be able to resume dine-in service with capacity limits. Only household members will be allowed at the table. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of today, rain is expected and lows around 40. For tomorrow, very similar, rain is expected and lows around 40. And for Friday, highs around 50. You're listening to KTOO.